Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The left fielder, Jacob Brumfield. Batting third. The DH, Carlos Delgado. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sean Green. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Domingo Cedeno. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Martinez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alex Gonzalez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Juan Guzman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon strikes out. 1 out. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brumfield strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Delgado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Delgado hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knoblauch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Knoblauch. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Knoblauch steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Carter reaches second base with a double. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sprague hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to third. 1 out. Sean Green is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Green reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green moves to third. 2 outs. Sandy Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Brumfield. Hollins reaches second base with a double. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova, who is chasing the ball. Gonzalez reaches third base with a triple. Otis Nixon, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brumfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Brumfield hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Carlos Delgado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delgado is 0 for 1 in the game. Delgado hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor is hit by the pitch. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova is hit by the pitch. Starhoviak moves to second. Dave Hollins, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sprague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sprague is 0 for 1 in the game. Sprague hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Sprague reaches second base with a double. Sean Green is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sprague moves to third. Domingo Cittino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cittino is 0 for 1 in the game. Cittino strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Green steals second. Sandy Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Kelly scores. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Twins 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jacob Brumfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brumfield is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brumfield takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Delgado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Delgado is 0 for 2 in the game. Delgado hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brumfield moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Citino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Citino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor scores. Starhoviak moves to third. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sprague hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Green is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Green is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly strikes out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cedeno scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Mears. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Mears steals second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien pinch hits for Sandy Martinez. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien now catching. Bill Risley now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Risley, and towards Cedeno, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to second. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Starhoviak hits a pop-up towards short. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cordova hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hollins hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brumfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brumfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Brumfield reaches second base with a double. Mike Trombley now pitching. Carlos Delgado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Delgado is 0-for-3 in the game. Delgado hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brumfield moves to third. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Hollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sprague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sean Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Olerud pinch hits for Domingo Cedeno. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Olerud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Olerud reaches second base with a double. Green goes all the way around to score. It's Blue Jays, 4, Twins, 4. Tomas Perez pinch runs for John Olerud. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tomas Perez now playing second base. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Twins 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jose Parra now pitching. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brumfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brumfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Delgado is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Delgado is 0-for-4 in the game. Delgado hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sprague is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sprague hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Starhoviak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Starhoviak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Starhoviak reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hollins hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Green. Hollins reaches second base with a double. Starhoviak scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.